Maturing beyond the basics. What was the writer of Hebrews addressing when he told them in chapter 5, you're dull of hearing? Here in chapter 6, he identifies areas that they were struggling with and having to go back and lay those same foundations. What were they? Let's talk about that today in the Word. Good morning and welcome back to Today in the Word. Hi, I'm Glenn Schaefer, and you are listening to Today in the Word, walking through the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 6 today in the first three verses. I want to welcome all of you who are listening to our podcast. Thank you for joining us. Or if you're on the YouTube, take a moment and subscribe if you haven't done so. And thank you for passing this out on social media and getting the word out. Today, we're going to be addressing kind of a continuation from Hebrews chapter 5. If you remember, he's warning them not to be babes, immature, because they were dull of hearing. He wanted to talk to them about deeper things, the Melchizedek priesthood of Christ, as opposed to the Aaronic priesthood of Aaron and the high priest of the old covenant. What was the shift and change? Now, he speaks about it more in chapter 7, but right here he says, "But we can't go on any further because you're dull of hearing." And then he gives this warning in chapter 6. Let's look at what he speaks to, beginning at verse 1, reading through the first three verses. Therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and faith toward God, and the doctrine of baptisms, of the laying on of hands, of the resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. And this we will do if God permits. Now let's take a moment and look at the six foundational aspects that the writer of Hebrews mentions. It's as if he rebukes them for being immature. In fact, the whole book of Hebrews, if you catch it by now, he's talking to them why it's so important for them not to neglect the salvation they have in Christ, to enter into the rest, not be spiritual babes, but move on to maturity, because apparently they were losing ground. And so he said, let's move beyond these elementary principles, or the ABCs, I should say, of Christianity. Move into perfection. That word perfection, of course, means mature or complete. It can refer to moral maturity, but also into perfection of maturity in the things of Christ and in the maturity of the Word. So he says, not having to do this again, not laying again the foundations. Now he identifies not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms, of the laying on of hands, of the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgments. Now, most of the commentaries that you read over this subject will look at those six items and say they're more Jewish than they are Christian. In fact, some commentaries will say it's not Christian at all. It's very distinctively, very little Christian. When you talk about repentance, faith, resurrection, judgment, these and the resurrection, these type of things were really what the Jews would have known and would have dealt with. These were more Jewish foundations. And so therefore, the commentaries would insinuate that we are to move from those and go on to the things of Christ. And I was surprised how many commentaries reference that. The only thing that keeps me from embracing that is because it literally says, therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ. So he's talking about elementary principles of Christ. Sometimes people see the gospel as being elementary principles. No, the gospel, you never move beyond that. It's a full understanding. It's growing in the revelation of the cross, the death, the burial, resurrection, its implication in everything in our life and all throughout eternity. That is the full revelation of the Word of God. We just keep growing in that. We go from glory to glory because we're looking at that perfect mirror and it's reflecting back the work of Christ. No, these elementary principles have to do with an aspect of a person's understanding. So I want to walk through these in light of as I would see them for these Christians. Oh yes, had a Hebrew background, but I don't think it's referencing to the things that they've learned as Jews, because they would have learned some things about repentance from dead works. But as a Christian, that makes sense, that they don't have to lay again. Don't let me remind you that we have to go back to repentance from dead works. Rather, let's have faith in Christ. Let's trust the Lord. Let's depend upon His grace. Now that would make sense. Let's not have to go back over that again. And I can get that even in Christians' lives today, because they can fall into the rudimental, elementary ideas of we've got to earn something from God. Foundationally, when you get a revelation of the gospel, that moves us from that. Those are elementary principles of Christ. Let's move from repentance of dead works onto just truly faith in Christ alone. The second thing that's mentioned is faith toward God. Well, now, as a Jew, they would have had faith toward God as children of Abraham. Now we're taught those who are of faith are the true children of Abraham. So their faith toward God would be in Christ, not a dependency upon dead works, but rather a true faith in God. So let's not have to relay this again. I can see how this would be foundational, because we're having to go back and remind ourselves, wait a minute, is repentance from dead works? No, trust in Christ and grow in the grace of God. Faith toward God, yes. Confidence in Him, dependency upon Him. Number three, the doctrine of baptisms. Now there would be those that say, see, the doctrine of baptisms is a Jewish idea, a Hebrew idea, because it has to do with the washings. But let's look at this for just a minute. I could understand these are the principles of Christ, the elementary principles of Christ, teaching them in the Jewish customs and the Jewish law. They had the washings. They had the ceremonial washings. But now in Christ, let's get the distinction. Now in Christ, there are baptisms, plural, as well. There's washings under the Old Testament covenant, but under the New Covenant, there's also washings, if you want to use that term, the word baptism here, meaning that when we're baptized into Christ, there's only one baptism, but in one sense, that one baptism incorporates being baptized in the Spirit and baptized in the water. When we're baptized into Christ, we're baptized into one Spirit, into His body, into Christ. But there's a water baptism that's an outward expression of what happens in our heart. So when we come to Christ, we are baptized by the Spirit into His body. But we're also baptized in water. That's the carrying that out. So there is a baptism of the Spirit and there's baptism of water. And so there would be a plural term of baptisms and a need for these Jewish Christians or Christians with Hebrew backgrounds, I prefer saying, would need to not go back into those ceremonial washings, but recognize the baptisms that are as Christian. Then the laying on of hands. Now, there's some Jewish Old Covenant examples of that. There would be the commissioning of Joshua when Moses brought him forth. You'll see that in Numbers 27, verse 18 through 21. It says, so the Lord said to Moses, take Joshua, son of Nun, a man in whom the spirit of leadership is the spirit of leadership, and lay your hand on him. Have him stand before Eleazar the priest and the entire assembly and commission him in their presence. So you'd see the laying on of hands of commission. You'd see the laying on of hands of blessings. You would see that laying on of hands in the Old Testament. But what about the New Testament? That would be important for them to see that as well, because Jesus said, the scripture said, signs shall follow them that believe, that in my name they'll lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. That's believers. Any believer that trusts in Christ, there ought to be an expectation of laying on of hands and the sick would recover. Also, there's laying on of hands of blessings in the New Testament. There's laying on of hands of commission. You know, Paul references those to Timothy when we laid our hands on you. the gifts through, and to fight the good fight by the prophecies that came to you when we laid our hands on you. There was a commissioning and appointing by those apostles, and that commissioning, laying their hands on them, was also a part of ordaining elders in every city. That was part of what Titus was sent to do, as well as others. So there was an understanding, and needs to be an understanding, of the laying on of hands. That is foundational. And the resurrection of the dead. The Old Testament would understand little about the resurrection. There would be those who had that revelation, of course, from the Old Testament. But there's a whole sect of Jews, Sadducees, did not believe in the resurrections. The Pharisees did. Of course, the old joke is, that's why they were sad, you see. They didn't believe in the resurrection. But honestly, there were many Jews who did not believe in the resurrection. So as they came into Christ here, they would see that Christ is the resurrection, and there is that hope in Christ of that future resurrection. That's foundational. That would be elementary principles of Christ. I could see that. And then, of course, number six, the eternal judgment. That there is a final eternal judgment that we all must stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Now, as believers, we would see that, knowing that we stand in Christ's works. We stand judged righteously by Christ. They would need to see that coming from Judaism. That's not as the eternal judgment apart from Christ. Now, with Christ, we have been judged in him, and we will stand according to his works. Now, he says, we're going to do these things if God permits, meaning this is my desire. I want you to move on beyond this and not be laying again those foundations. Now, obviously, God wants us to mature, but he is submitting his desires for them in the hands of the Lord, that God would work this in them as well. Well, this is important because he's saying this because he's about to deal in the rest of this chapter with the issues that have to do with what happens to us as believers when we draw back. Don't miss that the next time today in the Word.